We never named him yet. I'll show you everything and tell you all about it. And I hope everybody enjoyed the trip. All of y'all got pieces of that ticket left. Now I got another trip on another boat. We change boats, take you down the river and show you that part of it. Now this is the Jungle Cruise, Waukata River, and all you're going to see on this trip here is wildlife. Birds, alligators, turtles in there. All these little ducks you see through here is ball pates. Black ones with the white bill of coots. Little red bill bird called a Florida gallinule. All these big base trees you see through here are cypress trees. To the left across there, now on top of the drift is a little Louisiana blue heron. Seen walking the drift over there. Big nest in the top of that tree up there ahead I was now. That's an osprey nest. That's the bird they call a fish hawk or a fish eagle. Little duck here you see with the blue bill, the white on the side there, that's called a blue bill, a lesser scarp. More little bluebill, less it scops to the left over there. All you see like that. Little brown one there called a piebill, grebe, little dye dipper. Over here to the right, you see a limpkin, third rarest bird in the United States. Live on snail and snail eggs. Freshwater clam is all they eat. Then back here to the left is a water turkey, the female. That bird got fur on his body. Feather on his wing and tail. He catch fish for his living. You go in the water to get him a fish, that fur will get wet. Makes him heavy to fly. He got to get on something dry off before he can fly good. He got three different names for him. Water turkey, snake bird, or in hanger. Go in the water to get a fish. If he don't catch him pretty quick, he have to have air. He come to the surface. Poke his head out and swim along. He looks like a snake in the water. That's the reason they named him Snake Bud. Mm-hmm. log over there to the left called a water turkey, snake bird, and hanger. Turn along there on its roots to the left. And that's the hard shell turtle, streaked mate, the good eating kind. Bill Greaves right there to the left, on the little brown bird.
How long is this river?
Pardon?
How long is this river?
9 miles long, the natural river is. From the head of the spring to St. Mark's River is 9 miles long. When it empties in St. Mark's River, and then both of them go to the Gulf, 18 miles. All this water here going to the Gulf.
This is a wildlife sanctuary?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Few turtles on the log over there to the left now. See on that big log cross there. Yes, said to be the second oldest cypress tree in the world that living today. That old cypress right there to the right. Holler from bottom to top. And they tell me it's around 2,000 years old. And it's yet living. That used to be the lookout post for the Indian and Spaniard when they fought war here. They find arrowheads all around the root of that tree. A little Louisiana blue heron to the right there. the great blue heron, the big bird standing in the water to the right. One flying to the left there called a cormorant. Big old bird to the left. Alligator line on the bank right there to the right with his mouth open there. There's a little green heron here to the right back here, standing on the drift, called a green heron. Turtle on the log right there to the right ahead of us. And that's the Lincoln standing over there in the grass. Alligator back into the left on the log. Small one. Another line on the bank right there to the right. Another one right here to the right on the bank. No, ma'am, that's the old one. That's, it's two of them in there, yes, ma'am. Male and female. Yes, he met another alligator one day, a little larger than he was, and he spewed his word and forgot to run. That's the eagle, the osprey there. It's his nest right here, back here to the left. Probably one in that nest too.